Don and Raheel with Dell are on ESPN 97.5.
Are we underplaying the issues the Texans might have at tackle this year?
I don't think you are at all. I think that was one of the big things. A lot of people wanted to see the Texans go O-line first round.
Yeah. I'm talking about tackle.
You got it. Because Dwayne Brown's not getting younger. Like you mentioned, the injury. It's a major concern.
It's
a major concern.
I think it's a coin flip whether or not this line is going to be. I think, you know, hell, Suafilo's got to get a lot better, especially in pass coverage. We don't know really about Jeff Allen. Martin's a rookie. Derek Newton is Derek Newton, like you said. Dwayne Brown is coming off that really horrific injury.
And before that, he wasn't the normal Dwayne Brown either.
Yeah, I think it's legitimate. You know whose offensive line wasn't very good last year was the Broncos. But, you know, their offense wasn't very good either. So I don't know that that's a good thing. I think that's something that is going to really need to be addressed this offseason, next offseason.
Yeah.
Is offensive line. I mean, we knew that, you know, hey, they got to go out and get a defensive lineman. We'll see if Covington or Dunn or Reeder or whomever can fill that void on the defensive line. But offensive line this offseason was spent on speed. That's something that really has to be addressed.
I mean, they approached the interior with drafting Martin, bringing in Jeff Allen. We'll see what he does as a starter here. And obviously, you mentioned Suafilo. But I think the perimeter was left pretty much, okay, these are our guys. We gave Derek Newton money. We expect Dwayne Brown back. Like you said, in the future, the perimeter of that offensive line, because there's not a legitimate third. Who's your swing tackle? Who's your legitimate third tackle on this roster?
I'm looking at, man.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a legitimate. I don't know. They've got, you know, stopgap guys, pretty much. I'm not sure that, I don't know. Derek Noon was a seventh rounder. I'm not sure that he's not a stopgap guy. You got to get somebody that's going to be, and maybe you can bump him down if Suafilo doesn't work out. You can bump him down to guard. I think it's a legitimate question. Is, you know, we're talking about the offense and all the weapons, and are they going to be able to get what they need to get done? You get guys down the field if Brock Osweiler's under siege. I think it's legitimate.
Yeah, I think that's a big concern.
Huh.
It's a major concern, actually. So we'll see.
You know, are we going to be able to see what Brock Osweiler really is? I don't know. That's real. And with a smaller running back that you plan on using quite a bit in the passing game, you know, are you going to keep a tight end in? One of your tight ends, your blocking tight ends, Fedorowicz, is he going to stay in because you have to protect the quarterback? That's one less guy out in the routes. So, yeah, I think that there's – you may be right. We're overlooking that.
John and Raheel with Dell, ESPN 97.5.